Friday, 8:27 a.m. in homeroom class. The classroom was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. Then, boom, splash, bark, yip, yip, crash! The loud noises from my backpack startled me so badly, I practically jumped out of my seat. OMG! It sounded like pure puppy pandemonium. I immediately regretted that I'd turned up the volume of the baby monitor so high. I also immediately regretted that I hadn't checked to make sure Chloe had closed that cage door after refilling Holly's water bowl. Every single person in the room heard it, including Chloe and Zoe. I totally panicked. My startled teacher stopped writing on the board, walked over to my desk, and gawked at me.
Goodness, what is all that noise?
It's my stomach.
Nikki, are you okay? She asked, looking very concerned.
Have you ever been so queasy that your stomach sounds like seven dogs fighting in a utility closet? That's totally me right now. I grabbed my stomach and faked a very loud and painful moan. My teacher shuddered at the thought.
Actually, no, I haven't, thankfully, she muttered.
Yip, yip, bang, squeal, bark, crash!
Sorry, but this could get really ugly, I said, and then moaned really long and loud like a moose with a bad toothache. Mostly, I was trying my hardest to cover up the noise coming from my backpack, but I don't think it was working.
I'm really worried about you, Nikki. Did you maybe eat something that didn't agree with you? My teacher asked.
Probably. Remember that blue cheese macaroni casserole from lunch yesterday? Only it was actually more of a moldy green color and smelled like fermented skunk spit. I ate three large bowls of it. Oh! I watched as kids frantically scooted their desks out of my puking range. Come on, even if I really had eaten that stuff, they wouldn't need to move away like that. Hey, they'd need to swim out of the room. Just saying.
Squeal, bark, crash, yip, yip, bang, grr, bark, yip, crash, bang, crash.
A few kids were staring at me in horror, like I was possessed by the drum section of a small middle school marching band. What were those dogs doing in there? Chasing bowling balls and playing fetch with the mop buckets? Ow, 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 ow! Zoe suddenly yelled like a coyote howling at the moon.
Teacher, I had too much of that moldaroni, macaroni, too. I am so sick.
Then Chloe joined in.
Moo, quick, quick, oink, oink, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Girlfriend was definitely overdoing the theatrics. She sounded like a barnyard at sunrise. Then, for dramatic effect, I reenacted that infamous scene from that time Mackenzie threw up in French class.
Help! I think we are gonna toe up!
OMG, that's when the entire classroom went completely nuts. Everyone knows that puking can be contagious. It's probably never been scientifically proven, but still. At least four other kids were holding their mouths and starting to look really sick, too. Only, unlike Chloe, Zoe, and me, those kids were probably really going to throw up. Just one kid getting sick in class was super gross.
Ew!
But four at the same time? Quadruple ew! I definitely didn't want to be around when that happened.
Oh, no, my teacher cried, suddenly realizing the gravity of the situation. All three of you are immediately excused. Now hurry, before your lunch comes back to say hello all over my clean floor. Go, please, just go. It was quite clear the teacher had heard about the Mackenzie puke fiasco, because this lady was not having it in her classroom. Chloe, Zoe, and I exchanged glances. In spite of our very bad acting skills, our plan was obviously working.
Thank you, teacher, I grimaced.
Then I grabbed my backpack, and the three of us staggered out of the room all queasy-like. But as soon as I closed the door, we sprinted down the hall toward the janitor's closet like we were competing in a 100-meter dash.